Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. Well, it looks like I took a couple of weeks off and was rewarded by breaking my ankle. That's right. For those who don't know, I've got quite the story for you. A story that makes me feel equally as frail as it makes me feel old. I feel like a very old person right now. Although the way that I did break my ankle could have happened to anyone. But yeah, let's kick things off with that. So a few nights ago, I think by the time this comes out, it'll have been like 4 or 5 days. I was very happy to have an evening to myself where I had planned to play some video games. That's what I enjoy doing in my free time. It relaxes me. My friend Robbie and I like to play this new game together online. Called Split Fiction. It's very fun. It's a good two-player game, little adventure. And I had ordered myself a pizza. Good classic Jordan Prince evening, video games and a pizza. So I was walking down my basement stairs, just not paying attention. You know, I go up and down those stairs every single day, multiple times. I used to have a memory of how many steps there were. I think it's 11. But it's such a muscle memory to go like step, 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 duck, step, 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 because there's like a low hanging ceiling. And I had my pizza, I had my phone out in my hand. I guess I was just too distracted. I was just too unaware of everything going down. And I just missed, I think it was just the last step. It might have been the last two steps, but I think it was just this last final little step, because there's one little itsy bitsy little tiny baby step at the end of this little stone staircase, and I miss it a lot. I've missed it several times. No matter how many times I go down the stairs with no issue, there's always going to be one out of however many times where I miss that last little step. And worst thing that happens is I just kind of catch myself, kind of bump into the neighboring wall just a little, go, oh, dang, missed it. Okay, I'm fine, whatever. But for whatever reason on this particular evening, whatever fate had been, chosen for me, selected for me, designed, I missed that last step, pizza box and phone in hand, and I guess I thought I was already on the bottom of the floor, so maybe my right foot was already turned, because you have to immediately turn left. When you get to the bottom of the stairs, there's a wall there, and you have to turn left to go into the basement where my little studio here is, where I like to play games and everything. And I just missed that step, and full force, full body weight, like completely, like it's, you know, my big fat ass as heavy and as, for some reason, as fast as humanly possible, I landed... first and foremost on my right foot, but it was just slightly turned. And I guess it was just that easy. I just landed on the foot in the wrong way with all of my weight going, just kind of falling, you know, and heard, and this is not an exaggeration. I heard a very, God, I keep reliving it because I felt it in my whole body, but I heard a very audible crack. I mean, it sounded like, you know, I know the railing going down these steps are metal, and I know that the steps are stone. So I know that it couldn't have been any of those things. But if you've ever gone down like a staircase where the railing or the rails and everything are made of wood, you know, sometimes you might have dropped something or fallen wrong, and maybe your knee kind of bumps into one of those thin wooden things, and you hear that like kind of crack of wood. It sounded just like that, like splitting a twig, like a really dry stick, crack. And I fell so hard after, during the crack, I was still falling. Everything went flying. Now, thankfully, and this is just God protecting me, the pizza did not leave the pizza box. My phone did not get any damage. So that was, shout out to the big man, looking out for your boy. Yeah, I broke my ankle, but at least I didn't have to pick up greasy pepperoni off the floor. I fell so hard after cracking my ankle off, apparently, that I slammed into the wall that you usually have to turn to avoid. I slammed into it so hard that I ripped a hole into my back pocket, which I didn't even know I had until I got home from the hospital the next day. I smashed into my ankle so hard that I broke the bone and then continued to slam so hard into a wall that it ripped my pocket. I don't even understand how that's possible. I mean, unless there was maybe like a nail, but I feel like if I'd slammed into a nail that hard, I would have like a bloody ass or something. But it I can feel, I'm wearing the pants now for some reason. I didn't take them off yet. No, I just kidding. But I put them back on. And they, I'm like, there's a hole in the back pocket. It's insane to me. There's like chalky paint that was all over my clothes, all over my phone from just smashing into it so hard. I'm very happy that the framed photo that I have at the bottom of those basement stairs didn't fall because it's really heavy. But yeah, really, really freaky, man. And then I just sat there at the bottom of the stairs and talk about trying not to like scream. Just breathing, like one of those, like one of those guys for a few minutes, and was happy that it didn't like hit my head, have a concussion or anything. But man, did that hurt! And then I don't know about you guys, but when I'm by myself, I talk to myself out loud quite a lot. Just kind of my inner monologue is just kind of out loud. Like if I'm by myself, it's not constant, but I do talk to myself a lot. And I do wonder if this will fade away once I start taking ADHD medication. I don't know, but I wonder if that's connected sometimes. But I kind of feel like I am talking, there's two people and I'm talking to the other one, but they're just both me. And I was sitting there holding my leg, really afraid that I broke my foot, like broke it. And before I tried moving my toes or anything, I was just still breathing. And out loud to myself, I said, "Oh man, you just broke your foot, man. You just broke your foot. Shit, you just broke your foot." And eventually, the pain started to slowly subside. I mean, I sat there at the bottom of those stairs for in my mind, it feels like 10 minutes. Maybe it was like five. But I still sat there for a long time. And I started to test if I could move my foot. And I could. I could move it a lot, but I could, I can move. Okay, I can move it. Oh, I can move my toes. That's good. Okay, I can kind of move it around. And then I slowly, talk about like really worried that you shattered every bone in your body. I'm lifting myself up fully with my arms up these little stairs to get my butt above my legs so I can slowly ease pressure onto it. And this is when the weirdest thing happens. I can stand on it. I can stand on it, and I can walk on it a little bit. So I pick up my phone, I pick up the pizza box, and I slowly, slowly, carefully walk to the room where my game setup is, and I put the pizza box on the sofa, put the phone in my pocket, and I start kind of like testing it. Oh, well, I can stand on it. I can walk on it. Now, it started to feel really weird. It started to feel, I don't know any other way to describe this than like, have you ever seen like a really, imagine like a water balloon full of like aloe vera or lotion. You know, like my foot felt very big in my head, but it didn't look swollen yet. But it was like the receptors, the pain receptors in my foot were telling my brain that my foot was like this big water balloon, and it felt numb, like completely numb. on the inside. I could feel my skin with my fingers, but I couldn't feel my bone. I couldn't feel, like, you know, you just can't feel it. It's just numb. And so I texted Efi. I was walking around the base. I was walking in circles. I was like, maybe, I was like, maybe I'm fine. Maybe I was like putting regular-ish pressure on it. I wasn't like really testing it. Like, I'm not going to jump. But I was walking in circles because I thought, okay, I might have sprained something. I might have torn something. But if I'm able to walk on it, maybe I just have to kind of, you know, stay on it a little bit. Just kind of walk on it a little bit. Maybe something will, like, this is so dumb, but I was like, maybe something will kind of pop back in place. You know, maybe I didn't break anything. And yeah, this feels weird. It feels like a big numb bag of liquid. That feels really weird. I've never felt that before. But I'm not in a ton of pain. Like, the pain had basically subsided quite a lot. It felt numb completely. And I was texting. I was like, hey, just so you know, everything's cool, but I fell down the stairs really hard. I heard a crack, but I'm able to put pressure on it, so everything's fine. Don't worry. But it was when I finally decided to rest, and I sat down and I put my leg up when I started gaming with my friend, old Bob. That was when my foot started to swell up and get really stiff and really, really, really painful. And, yeah, man, is my foot numb now? No, okay, I don't know. I was reliving the numbness and thought just for a second right now that my foot felt numb again, but it doesn't, so. crazy. But, yeah, that was when it really started to swell up and hurt a lot. So, talk about, like, the slowest, most painful hobble back up those same basement stairs and then up the main stairs to my bedroom. Whew, not going to repeat that. It really hurt, and the next day it was enormous, and it was basically pretty clear, like, I gotta go to the hospital. This isn't good. And so, yeah, then next morning, go to the hospital. Everyone's very nice. You know, was approached pretty quickly by like a male nurse who was like, oh, you come here, you sign in here. The person I signed in with was very nice, got the insurance card from me, and said, you know, they'll be right with you. And she was like, and I wish you all the best. And I was like, thank you. And then I hobbled over to a second waiting room, and then a third waiting room in a way. But then I was in this doctor's, I was in this hospital room, which was very big. It was a very big room. I ended up telling the story. I think I counted 7 people. It was like the first nurse person, and then the receptionist person, and then it was like, I think literally 5 different nurses came in one by one, and I kept wondering which one was the doctor, because they all kind of wore the same thing. And then finally this last guy came in, and I thought, oh, another nurse, you know, and then I told the story again, and he was like, yeah, you're going to have to get an x-ray. And then I was like, oh, okay, that was the doctor, okay. So I followed these dots on the floor, kind of hobbling to a room where I got my, I don't remember if this is my first x-ray ever. It might have been my first x-ray ever. And it's a funny process. This guy who, the x-ray technician, was some Eastern European guy. I don't know if he's like from Ukraine or from Romania or Slovenia or something like that. But he kept singing the whole time, just alone. He was in such a good mood. He kept like rotating my foot in different ways to try and get the best image that he could. But I have weird feet. Like, they're very thick, like from top to bottom. They're very tall feet. And they're just big, and they're not very appealing on the eyes. Like, I mean, a lot of people don't think about feet that way, but like, you know, I have friends and I, you know, we go to the beach or something, and I'm like, that's a nice foot, you know? Not me. I know I have dog paws. Like, I got in the foot department, I got dealt a very bad hand. The roll of the dice was snake eyes, brother. Like, I got some bear claws down there, and I know I do. I hate it, but that's how it is, you know? I do think I have nice hands, though. I think I was gifted. I had a girlfriend once say that she really thought I had attractive hands, and I thought about Ross from Friends when Rachel tells him that she likes his hands and he gets obsessed with it. Anyway, yeah. And so he kept trying to say, like, hold your, like, pull your, like, pull your toes back further. Like, I think most people's feet, when you lay down, their feet stand up and their toes kind of straight up. But mine are like kind of curved and like hunch over like the an assistant to a vampire. And I just couldn't pull them up any higher. It's like, pull that up. And I was like, that's how my foot is. I'm stretching it up as high as I can. And it looks like it has osteoporosis. I don't know what to tell you. Finally, and the whole time singing like, je donne en français, not French. This sounds like French, but yeah, it sounded like, you know, some Eastern European language. Anyway, got the x-ray, hobbled back down to the doctor, and then waited for what felt like an eternity until finally the doctor came back. And I had fallen asleep on the hospital bed. That's how long it was. It's probably at least half an hour. And I had fallen asleep. And then he came in like, so, and I was like, and he said, yeah, you broke it. I was like, what? And then he showed me the x-ray, and I posted it on my Instagram and stuff, and I have it here on my desk. But yeah, I broke it. It's you know, on the paper, I can't tell how big it is on the side, but from the back, it looks small. Let me tell you, it feels like I broke the whole damn thing in half. Like, you break a little piece of bone, that shit hurts, man. Like, my foot is still swollen. It's huge. And I got to apply this pain cream like twice a day, because otherwise it's really painful all the time. It sucks. Don't break anything, guys. Don't do it. But yeah. But the cool thing was, I told that story to so many people at the hospital, thinking every single one of them was the doctor. But I have to say, everyone was so kind. Like, the doctor was chill. So he was telling me like, okay, we are going to get x-ray, and then we see if it's broken. I think probably it is. And then he had a pause. Like, he was looking for the words in English. He's like, then we're gonna, and I looked at him and I was like, remove it, take it off. And he laughed. He's like, no, then we probably put you in a cast. I was like, okay. He was nice. And the really sweet thing was, I had forgotten a form somewhere in the hospital room, and some just very kind technician or nurse or something. I was outside. I had gotten all the way outside the hospital, which is like a bunch of hallways. She had run down the whole hospital out the door. I was like, Mr. Prince. And my egotistical ass was like, oh, I'm being recognized. How sweet. She was like, you forgot your form. She'd like run the whole way. I was like, oh my God, that's so nice. Thank you. Anyway, I got to go to an orthopedic doctor in about 2 weeks, get another x-ray, make sure things are healing properly. Got to wear a cast. I think it's called an air cast. It's like it's a very firm brace, but they called it a cast. It's not really like a plaster cast, but it's a very, very firm brace for 6 weeks. And I got to walk around with crutches. But cool thing now is I've got crutches for life, so I can keep these bad boys. And I just still do love medical systems outside of the States, man. Like, I could have gone to any hospital, could have gone to any doctor, took my insurance, got taken care of, got an x-ray, not paying for it, you know? Or, I mean, I pay my insurance monthly, so it's already paid for. I got this x-ray, I got a brace, I got crutches. I'm not paying anything out of pocket for that. There's no deductible on that. I pay few hundred bucks a month on insurance, and bada bing, bada boom. That's it. Signed a form and left. It was great. Love that. So I am grateful for that, and I'm grateful that I didn't break it worse. And you know how some people talk about, like, if they go surfing and they get bit by a shark or something, they're like, and as soon as my leg healed, I went back out on the surf. I'm just thinking now how stupid it is to compare to that, because that's so horrible. But I got back on the wave the same day. I was like, I'm not going to be afraid of going down these stairs. Stairs are very slow for me. I have to like put both crutches on the next step, slowly ease my broken foot onto it. And then it's very slow. It's literally like one full step at a time. And I immediately went back down and was like, I'm going to do some work. And then just took the stairs down, took the stairs back up for lunch, and hence me recording this now. I came down here, down the steps. It takes a while, but I didn't want to be scared of doing steps. And the only bad thing is, you know, the morning, the waking up in the morning, it's very sore because I hadn't put on any pain cream or taken any ibuprofen for like 8 hours. So the mornings are tough, but hopefully by next week or so, I can drive again. because that's really slowing down the regular routines around here. But should be good to go. But yeah, I broke my ankle, and I put a prompt on Instagram. Let me see if some of these are still up. Some of these were so funny. I put a prompt on Instagram for my followers to name. Oh, yeah, it's some of these. Yeah, they're still here. This is great. A prompt for people to name the little piece of my ankle that broke off. So I have a picture of the x-ray. I have it circled where the chip of my, like where the bone broke off. And I had people started naming it the funniest thing. One of my favorites, the first one that stood out to me was Angela Merkel. Like, for those who don't know, like Angela Merkel was the previous chancellor of Germany. And this one was like Angela Merkel. That's so good. Brankel. Übersplitz. Like, I don't know. I love it. Boneless. Oh, I could go for some Wingstop or some Dave's Hot Chicken. Man, I've been watching way too many food TikTokers. Someone called it Uncle Cracker. Oh, that's so funny. Someone called it Chippy because it chipped off. Someone called it Backpfeifengesicht, which is a German word for a face that you want to slap. I don't know how it makes sense here, but I love it. Yeah, Chip. Someone called it Little Effer, but the real F word, Little Effer. Horcrux. I love that. If anyone who listens is a Harry Potter fan, you'll know what a Horcrux is. I think that's clever. I never would have thought of that. Defect. That's good. That's also very German. The One Who Got Away. That's great. Ankle Brokley. Yeah, ankle broken. Rolling Bones. Oh, that's great. Jürgen, just a German name. Someone was like, yeah, Jordan went from stand up to sit down. Facts. Ankelstein, love that. And house arrest. I love these. This is so funny. Looking at this list of fan submitted names, I got so mad at some German little crybaby the other day. It was unbelievable to me. So I was in the mountains last week. And I took a photo, just like this general photo of the... Sometimes if I'm in a location that I'm not normally in, I'll take a photo of the environment so that I can use it as backgrounds in my videos. So that, you know, I'll use it as like a green screen and stand in front of it in character and do like, oh, I'm here at the ski lodge, da-da-da. And I do that a lot. And I noticed in one photo that it appeared that these two people were kind of waving or like waving and talking at each other. And I zoomed in and it's the two people in the photo are so far away from me that when you zoom in to see that they maybe are waving at each other or talking, you can't see how old they are. So, you know, they could have been people in their 60s or they could have been like 10-year-olds, but you can't tell. And they're in full winter gear, so they have helmets, sunglasses on, jackets, you know, it's nothing like provocative. And they're so far away with all the snow behind them that they're in silhouette. So you can't see their faces. You can't see, you know, even what gender they are. Like it's just like a very vague image of just two random people, just dictionary definition of like, these are humans. And I was like, oh, you know what? It looks like they're waving to each other. I'll do a prompt to my followers and say, like, what do you guys think these two are saying to each other? And some of the responses were so funny. Some of them were, you know, saying like, oh, you know, no skiing allowed here. Or if you get to the restaurant before me, order me a Holunderschorle. Like, all, very German stuff. And I was sharing all the answers. I thought they were so funny. And one person commented Datenschutz, and which is like data protection here in Germany, which everyone is so obsessed with data protection here. It's like sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's so frustratingly annoying that you just want to like burn everything down to the ground. And this is one of those situations. You cannot see who these people are. You cannot even make out, like, you can't see their faces, nothing. It's just silhouettes of people in the distance. And it was just a very, very, very innocent casual gag to have some, just to interact with my followers, just to have a little thing of like, oh, I love your answers, guys, here, I'll share your answers, isn't that fun? Now we're all having a laugh together. And someone reported it. You can hear my Sorry, I have a, also I'm like getting over the flu. Someone reported it to Instagram. I don't know under what pretense, like Datenschutz, or I don't really understand what they could have reported it for. If it was just like, it must have only been that, like the people in the photo didn't ask to be photographed or something, but there's no way in hell that you would ever be able to identify these completely face-covered silhouettes. And it got all of my fan submissions taken down. It got everything. It had like 15 really funny answers, interactions with the followers. Somehow it even got one of my hot sauce ads taken down. I had like posted a bunch of funny answers and then in the middle of it put like a hot sauce ad, like for my hot sauce, which by the way, go buy my hot sauce, link in the bio. It's delicious. They're almost out. Please go buy them. Please go buy them. Please buy my hot sauce. And I put a little ad in the middle just like that and then put some more answers behind it because I was like, oh, this is great. If it's a really fun, like engaging thing for people to be a part of, then, you know, I can put like a little hot sauce thing in the middle and then you know, maybe they'll see it, maybe they'll buy it, and then they can keep laughing. And it got that taken down too. So I was really, I have to say shout out to this one guy who follows me because I put up a post with my hot sauce again and I said something along the lines of, hey, whoever reported these like blurry silhouettes of people and ruined this game with my followers, you're super cool. You also got my hot sauce ad taken down, so here's the bottle again. Hope you have a great night, bucko, like bucko or whatever, something like that. And some guy responded, like, what? That's so ridiculous. I guess I'll have to get revenge by buying the three-pack of your sauce. And I was like, oh, you're the best. but yeah, man, I was so mad. I was so mad. That's so stupid. It was like a whole like 30-page stretch of stories, and it was all cut down. So anyway, by the time you guys hear this, the all the ankle ones will be gone. But maybe I'll try and do another something else funny. Moving on, again, let me just take a look at this thing here. Yeah, please go to the show notes here and get your own bottle of Jordan Prince Ausfahrt to Hell hot sauce, man. It's, I love it so much. I keep eating my own hot sauce so much that I have to get a new box. And that's not even messing around. Like that is so legitimately what I, sorry, what I have to do. Cause I've already run out again. And man, guys, I've told you so many times that I will always fill in information of what stuff's going to be announced. I will always reveal it first here because this is my smaller audience. This is my more niche outlet of entertainment. This is a more like personal relationship I have with those who listen to this whenever it comes out. And I would very much love to let you know some very cool news. If you're listening to this the day that it comes out, on Thursdays usually, 6 days from today, so next Wednesday the 19th, we are officially announcing the 2025 Prince of Germany stand-up comedy tour dates. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I had a conversation in my head just now that has nothing to do with anything I'm telling you. It's something I'm very excited about, that I'm very, very proud of. It is a little more than half of the entire month of October. It is a lot of different cities I've never done stand-up in before. And the artwork is ready. Everything is prepared. Everything looks super cool. I'm very, very pleased with it. And that's all I can really say right now is that it's next Wednesday, the 19th. Look forward to the official announcement. of the dates. The artwork will be out. Shout out to Leo Estevez, my graphics guy who does all this great stuff for. He did the hot sauce label design. He did the Ich Liebe Soma stickers. He made the GIFs. If you go to Instagram and you type in GIF and you type in my name, there's like 6 GIFs. He created all those, and he did the artwork for the last tour and for this one as well. So shout out to Leo Estevez. And then, so the announcement is Wednesday, and the tickets for all of these dates will go up on Friday. Let's see, that's 21st. Yeah. So keep that in mind. 19th announcement, 21st, tickets go live through my booking agency, Karsten Janke. I will obviously be talking about it next week, since if you hear next week's podcast when the day that it comes out, then the tour dates will have been announced and the tickets will be the next day. I'll try and go ahead and have those links prepared so that if you hear it on a Friday or something, you can just jump in and buy some tickets. So hopefully that will come together. I'm very nervous. Like, the last tour sold out very quickly, and I was so proud and so thankful. And I think everybody generally had a pretty good time at the tour. But, you know, they always say that, like, lightning doesn't strike twice, or, like, lightning never strikes twice in the same place. So I'm really nervous that maybe I kind of, like, had a wave, and it's, you know, like, in this imposter syndrome thing. Like, maybe I had a wave, and it's gone now. Because it's not that I've had like an enormous boost in my social media numbers since the last tour. Like, in fact, my social media, like, it's still solid. It hasn't gone down, but I haven't grown like I have in a long time. So I'm trying a lot of new things, and I'm always a little bit worried, like, okay, if social media is like kind of in this long plateau moment, excluding a few videos that did very well, you know, it's just like, I thought by now I would definitely have more followers than I do, but, you know, it happens sometimes that things slow down, and that's why I'm trying to branch out into some new things on social media. Like, I asked my followers some, you know, topics or themes or characters or stuff that they, you know, they've seen it done maybe, but they don't like how people have done it. Maybe they want me to take a swing at it, or something they haven't seen at all yet that they'd like me to try. Because I think, you know, I love Johannes, but Johannes is sort of, he's such a blanket German character. Sometimes it's better to just put him in different countries. Sometimes it's better to take Johannes and put him somewhere else. Because if Johannes just simply tells people about things that are kind of common, it can get redundant. So what I'm trying right now, especially because I'm not traveling, is with my broken ass foot and stuff, no money right now, is new characters. That's something I'm really trying to put a lot of focus into right now. Let me look up my, so I have this whole list of characters and ideas that I've been putting together, and I also asked my followers what kind of characters or like, you know, bits they'd like to see. One of my recent favorites that I'm very proud of that did reasonably well, not as well as I expected, but it's still doing well, is Jürgen, the German cyclist. Jürgen, the German cyclist, is a character that I really, really like. He is decked out top to bottom. You guys should go to my Instagram or I think he's also on Facebook and YouTube and stuff, everywhere that I post, and TikTok. Jürgen did pretty well on Instagram, and he's top to bottom decked out in like spandex cycling gear with the shades and the helmet and the spandex shirt and the shorts and a bike, even everything. And someone commented, this guy looks like 92% of what Bumble is offering to me. That's funny. But Jürgen is a character I really like. It's just something different. He speaks a little differently, a little deeper. And he's a supervisor at a local bank branch, but he cycles to and from work and every weekend. And then the other character I tried is Xavier, which isn't a German name, but I know some German people whose name is Xavier, and he's like trying to teach true meditation But every method of meditation that he teaches is just extraordinarily German things. Like, if you want to learn how to really relax and find inner peace, then you must follow the simple tricks of true meditation here with Xavier. Number one, first and foremost, you must, and then it cuts to like me recycling. You can already hear your troubles clink clanking away. And then another one's like filing paperwork. You're literally organizing your problems into oblivion until you need them again, and then you can find them quite easily. It's color-coded, you know? Yeah, so trying different characters. I have some other ones here. I wanted to start also, you know, doing some more costumes, implementing things that people don't often see on my page. Not branching out like crazy where it's like just completely different content, because I think that'd be too sudden. But, you know, let's see. I have like, yeah, I did one about my hospital experience and played the doctor with a wig. You know, I have like the meditation guy. I want to do some like Berlin specific people. You know, like the naked German people. Oh, like a food critic, German TikToker, cyclist types, women. You know, I never play women. Langlauf ski people. I have this idea for a cross country skiing guy whose name is Torben or Einhardt. Yeah, guy who rents gardens and puts up a Bavarian flag and a grill. Yeah, the German neighbor. That'd be a good one to try, the German neighbor who watches everything. But yeah, anyway, I want to try and spread some things around and try and grow the channel a little bit more or just continuously whilst hopefully selling out this tour. So yeah, next week, Wednesday announcement, Friday tickets up. Tell your friends, and let's see if we can get this tour sold out too. Because if this one does reasonably well, then I think I can relax. Because it's not like I'm going to double the tour date. If this does well, I'm not going to double this amount of cities for the next year. I'm not going to do like 50 cities or something crazy. This is a reasonable amount of shows. It's a good, decent tour. And, you know, it's a lot of work. You know, there's the book coming out. This is the Prince of Germany tour, because I have the Prince of Germany book coming out like the month before this. So the book will be available in stores, and I'll have it with me so that I can take it to the shows. And there's going to be stories from the book in the show, and bada bing, bada boom, baby. That book deadline is creeping up quick too. I got to really pick up the pace. Yeah. Also next week, there's a good chance we'll finally be able to buy some damn socks, people. It's a very good chance we'll be able to buy some socks. The website is up. It's live. I figured out the issue I was having where you could buy it, but it wouldn't incorporate tax. And I was like, I am not going to risk this issue. Finally figured it out. Like, you had to like manually type it in. So I figured that out. I typed in the tax is working. The shipping costs are added. My agency in Berlin is going to handle the shipping of everything. We have like a spreadsheet together of, the shipping costs and the labor fees. And, I'm just very excited about all of this. The tour, the book, the socks, some new characters, and I still have to do some video content for companies, which I'm glad for that because that's my only income until this tour. But yeah, I think it sounds like I basically just need to wrap it up there. I didn't have a super duper long show today, but I'm glad to be back at the helm. I always tell myself, like, I like talking. I like, you know, getting everything off my mind. But I really just wanted to tell you about the broken ankle story. Shout out to the doctors and nurses at the hospital. Thank you very much for all your assistance. Apologies to any friends who I want to see in the next 6 weeks, because you're going to have to be coming to my house, my friends, although people mostly come here anyway, because I have the game room. So, you know, nothing changes too much. I'm going to go get some fried chicken, hopefully. I'm very hungry. Guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Again, next week, Wednesday, tour announcement Friday next week. Tickets go up. Get your hot sauce today in the show notes. And if you like the show, if you have fun, if you want to be a part of this artsy fartsy family, please go wherever you're listening. Give this show a rating, a review. Subscribe, comment, all that jazz. You know the rules. Thank you so much. I love you. Have a great week. And bye-bye.
Look out, baby. The Saints are coming through. And it's all over now.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prinz und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.